Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hey, thanks for reaching out. You've reached my podcast. This is Scott Anderson. And once again, this podcast is brought to you by the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. There are people you meet in life that you realize are just incredible human beings. And sometimes, incredible human beings do incredible things. And the story of those incredible things is an incredible story. Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. We're heading into the college football season. It's almost time to turn off the IU games because we got our butts handed to us by Cincinnati, which, you know, oh well, I guess that hurts a little bit. Longtime IU fan. I keep looking at the rankings for college basketball, and they keep ranking IU higher and higher, which scares me a little bit. Got an interesting team on paper, but like anything else, it's on paper. It's not real until they play the first game. So hopefully the analysts are right. Usually the analysts are pretty close, but they're never 100%. And they always miss, you know, one or two or three teams in the course of a year as we go forward. Who knows? Anyway, let's see. What's on the topic or agenda or goal for today? Well, first thing I did want to talk about was trying to, for all intents and purposes, still trying to clean the basement, but now I'm doing things a little differently. I'm trying to actually make some things more functional than they were. And one of the things that came up was I started thinking about you know, what I want to do long-term for both drone and ROV usage. I have an ROV from a company called Trident. It's a company that I've dealt with in the past. I've had two of their ROVs. They're very good. They work very well. They connect to an Android handheld controller. It's very similar to a drone controller, so it's, you know, you don't have to relearn the fingers and everything else. And it works very well. It dives to about 300 feet, and I have about 200 feet of cable. I don't think I would ever go below 200 feet. I'm not really that interested in what's in deep, deep, deep water. I'm just liking to look around, you know, shallow water where there's enough sunlight that the lights and the structure of the lights don't actually have to, you know, aren't impacted by that. So one of the things that I'm looking at, you know, so first of all, I got to get it charged and ready to rock and roll. But I'm also looking at, you know, what do I want to do with ROVs in the future? Do I still want to have one? Do I need one? Blah, blah, blah. Takes up a lot of space, and I don't use it all that often that I need one, but I do enjoy playing with one. Because you can do the same things now with, you know, a GoPro. You literally can just put the GoPro right in the water, you know, down to 30 feet, and you don't necessarily have to have a dedicated ROV, although a dedicated ROV is critical, you know, as you kind of go forward. It helps you build out. It helps you actually be able to deliver. It helps you actually be able to get video underwater at an easier clip. So it's why I have it. The other thing I'm thinking about is, you know, cutting down. And I've already cut out a couple of the older drones that I had. I got rid of them, donated them to a school so that they were useful for other people, other groups could play with them a little. But in thinking about, you know, kind of how we kind of go forward with drones, one of the things that I'm really curious about, you know, is kind of, could you build some level of intelligence into a drone and make it even more efficient or effective? I spent a lot of time doing artificial intelligence thinking, in part for my job, but also in part because I find it incredibly interesting. And so based on that, you know, I'm thinking about, what about ROVs and drones? You know, could you automate? Could you put in a position that the solution would be this more intelligent drone? You know, the drone I have is actually capable of landing on and floating on water, which is really good. Because that way you can, you can launch it from a kayak, you can use it. It actually has the ability to carry a fishing line, and you can drop a fishing line wherever you want to, a more directed fishing experience. I'm not good at casting long distances. I've never really been good at casting per se. I'm somewhat accurate because I used to cast all the time, so I at least have some level of accuracy. But what I don't have is distance, right? I can't cast a lure, 40 feet away from a boat. But with the drone, I can fly it and drop it where I want it. It does, kind of offer some interesting sidebar, side views, side thoughts about fishing. The other thing you can do is obviously take a portable sonar, like a deeper sonar, and basically attach it to the drone. Fly the drone where you want to see what's under the water or under the surface, and you can do so. So it's just kind of, part of how I look at and use. I haven't actually fished with the drone system yet. Nor do I think I probably ever will. I just want to use it to see, because I'm always curious what's under the water. It's not, I don't know, it's just a weird thing that I've always kind of done. So it's kind of, it kind of is what it is, right? I've been doing it for years, so I continue to do it because it's something I've done for years. Anyway. Last thing, as I'm looking at my ping pong table. It's in the it's sitting in the main room of the basement area, and it's covered in all the stuff that I need to take care of. So I will continue the project of taking care of that stuff and hopefully get it taken care of here soon. My name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening.